too old, too tired, he couldn't bring it up to Yerushalayim. So what he wanted to do was, he wanted to be mafkir to the Aniyim. He wanted to make a hefker and let the Aniyim take it up to Yerushalayim. Like Rashi says, v'yukit tuhaim, let the Aniyim collect it, they'll collect it, v'yalu l'Yerushalayim, and they'll bring it up to Yerushalayim. V'yachilu sham, and the Aniyim will leave it in Yerushalayim. Shoy olof teirech la'aloi sham ha'peris. It was too much of a bother for him that he himself should bring these peris, this kerem revai, up to Yerushalayim. So he wanted to be mafkir it, to let the Aniyim take it up there. In other words, he knew that the Kana of the Rabbanim was that since I live one day away from Yerushalayim, I'm not allowed to be paid the fruits onto money and just send the money to Yerushalayim, but I have to make sure these fruits itself get to Yerushalayim. So therefore, he wanted to be mafkir to the Aniyim, let the Aniyim take it up. Now, Amru lo Tamidim, the Tamidim told him like this, Rebbe, you should know Rebbe, Kvar nimnu alecha chavrecha. The Rabbanim got together and made a new Takana, Vetiruhu, and they were matter it. In other words, they said now that after the Churban Avayis, Rashi says, Kvar nimnu alecha chavrecha betiru, lifdoisoi, now the Rabbanim said, you are allowed to be paid to these fruits, as long as it's outside Yerushalayim, and just bring the money up to Yerushalayim. Olahalois domav, and just bring the money. V'yafagav liyacha churban hevi, even though now it's after the Churban Avayis. Kasavri, he holds that Kedusha Rishayna, the Kedusha that Ezra made when they came up the second time to Yerushalayim, Kitcha L'Shaita, the Kitcha L'Salavai, that Kedusha is always there. So even after the Churban Abayis, still Eretz Yisrael has its Kedusha, that the Peres HaMachuyevin, Orla, in Kerem Revai, V'tzorach L'Alas HaPeres HaYadamim, you have to bring the fruits or the money to Yerushalayim. So what do we see here? That the Tamidim told the Rebbe that the Chachamim already made a new takana and they were matter it. And man chavrecha, who are yechavrecha? Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai. That Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai, this big gadol, he made a takana now after the Churban Abayis that you do not have to bring the fruits of the Kerem Revai into Yerushalayim. So Gemara says, Taima, what's the reason why you don't have to do it now? The Nimnu, because they made a new bezin, Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai made a new takana, and he was mevato the first takana. So to diik holay nimnu, if they wouldn't have made a new bezdin that was so great to be mevato to take away that first takana, loy, I cannot take away that first takana, even though the reason does not apply anymore. What was the reason why you have to bring the fruits into Yerushalayim? Because bezman, the base of Middish was there, we wanted Yerushalayim to look beautiful, but that only applies bezman, the Klal Yisrael lived there. Mashenken after the Churban Abayis, there's no reason now to have the Shukri Yerushalayim to be looking nice. So we see, if it wouldn't have been for new takana, it would still be usher. That's the raya, when the Rabbanim make a takana, that takana stays loylam. Unless the new bezdin is big and as great as the first bezdin, comes along as mevatol, that first takana. So now that's what we want to say by us also. That since the egg that's born the first day of Rosh Hashanah, metchil the takana was, that Rosh Hashanah has like 2 days kedusha, and both days are like vaday, therefore, just like the egg on the first day, it's asur. Who did it asur on the second day? See, even Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai made a takana that now after the Churban Abayis, bezdin is mekabel the edim, even the whole day. But that's only the gate to be mekabel the edim. But the halacha and the gate to the yom tov of Rosh Hashanah, what din does the second day have? The second day still has a din vaday like it was beforehand. Therefore, an egg that's born the first day is asur even on the second day. Now the Gemara explains what was the raya from the first Pesuk Mifua. For the Gemara, Mai V'yomer, what was that first Pesuk that you brought a raya that Dover Sheva Minyan, Sarach Minyan Achal Atiroi? Hochi Koma, this is what I meant to say. Michti, let's see. Ksid, the Torah says, Ho Yu Nechoinim L'Shloishas Yomim, for Al Tikshu Elisha. 3 days before Matan Torah by Hasinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael, stay away from your wife, don't go near your wife, don't live with your wife. Then the Pesuk says, Lech Emo Lehem Shuvu Lechem Lelechem. After the Matan Torah, then again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, you should know, you're allowed to go back to your wife. Is the question, Lo Moli, why did the Torah have to say, after Har Sinai, after Matan Torah, you're allowed to go back to your wife? Pshita! The first Takana was only for 3 days, that's all. So after 3 days, you're allowed to go back. Why did the Torah have to say, Beferish, you're allowed to go back? In Shema Amina, from here, we learn out that the Klal is that Kol Dover Sheva Minyan, anything that's Gzera with a Minyan, and here the limit is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself told the Tzivui that for 3 days you can't live with your wife, so it's like Gzera now, you can't live with your wife. It's Sarach Minyan Achal Atiroi. We need HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself to come back and to be matarit, and to say, you should know it's mutter. That's a limud that who are then when the rabbonim come and make a takana, you need another rabbonim to be mavatal that takana. Rashi also comes. Kach lomed min harishon nichtig tiv hoyu nechem l'shesh yomim al tiv shalisha u'meil ishtori b'tash mishliach ha'shlesh yomim. B'meil I would know the Torah says only stay away for 3 days, so I would know after 3 days she's muta. She'akiv lo esa Torah, you already received the Torah. Lom ulei l'mahadir u'lemesakin loy u'lemesin loy rishut loshel yolehim. What did the Torah have to say again? The Farish, you should know now you're allowed to go back to your wife. D'ayinu tashmish ishmaminu. From here we learn out hoyu v'kutcha brichu. Also, since HaKadosh Baruch was the one that made the Yisur, is boyle mishrayu. He himself has to put the heter here. Who gufa b'hedya? Who adin l'chol davar sheb'minyan? Not only the Yevishtah, but anybody like that. Anytime you have a takona from a bezna, from somebody big, you can only take away that takona if you have another bezna just as big. Now the Gemara says, like, what do we need the second pasuk for? So one says, V'chi tema, maybe you tell me, L'mitzvahs oinahu diyosa. No, from this first pasuk there's no raya. You know why the Torah had to say that you're supposed to go back to your wife? It meant to give you a tzivu, there's a mitzvah soina now. You have a mitzvah to live with your wife. Not only is it a rishus you're allowed to, but the Torah is telling you, the Torah is a mitzvah. Maybe the Rashi says, Loshu b'mitzvahs ha-melech ha-korchoch, shlo ligroya inosad nishoseim. Maybe there's a new mitzvah now to go and be with your wife. So that's what the Torah is telling you, you're allowed to go back to your wife. Not just time that you're allowed to. It could be that you're allowed to, pshita you're allowed to. Because the Torah only said 3 days, so Melai would know, after 3 days it's allowed. What does the Torah say here, go back to your wife? Maybe it means to say there's a mitzvah to be with your wife now. So I would not know this klal of Sarach Minyan Achal Atiroi. Therefore I have another pasuk. Toshma, come and bring another raya. The pasuk says, "B'mishoich hayoyvol." When they blow the shofar, hey mayalo bahar. Then you're allowed to go up to Har Sinai. Now, michtik. See if the pasuk says, "Gam hatsoin v'habokar al yiru al mula harahu." Even your cattle is not allowed to go up to Har Sinai. You can't go near Har Sinai. B'mishoich hayoyvol lomuli. Now we know the yisur not to go up to Har Sinai is because the shechinah is there. So Melai know when the shechinah goes away from Har Sinai, the Melai know you're allowed to go up to Har Sinai. So what does the pasuk have to say? B'mishoich hayoyvim, when we blow the shofar and the shechinah goes away, then you're allowed to go up. Shemaminu from Eretz Araya that dover shebeminyan tzarech minyan achal atiroi. Now since the Torah first said the cattle and the people are not allowed to go near Har Sinai, so I would have thought that takon applies loylam. So I need the Eibush of the Torah to say no beferish that b'mishoich hayoyvim, when they blow the shofar and the shechinah will go away from Har Sinai, you're allowed to go up again. So we learn out from here that since there is a gzeira, you need another person, just like the first one, to be mevatel the gzeira. Now the Gemara brings a third raya. The chitem, maybe I'll tell you, hani milim diraisa. Maybe it is only by nisya diraisa here there's such a cloud that on nisya diraisa, when the Torah says something, then you need a minyan achal atiroi. Then the Torah has to be matarit. Abba b'drabonin loy. But maybe when you're only talking about takonas b'drabonin, maybe there, even though the bezdin comes and makes a takona, but the takana applies, calls them on the reason applies. But maybe when the reason goes away, the takana automatically is bottled. You do not have to have a new bezdin to be mevatlit. Toshima, come here. This was the last raya. Toshima, the last raya was Kerem Revai. The case of the fourth year. These grapes that grow in the fourth year. For Kerem Revai, the Rabbonin. This din, that the fruits that grow the fourth year of the fruits of the tree, that you have to bring it up to Yerushalayim. If you live one day's journey away, that's only a din midrabonin. Midyaraisa, as long as you're outside Yerushalayim, if you want, you could be paid the fruits and be put the kedusha onto money and bring the money to Yerushalayim. It's only midrabonin that you live one day's journey away, you have to bring it up to Yerushalayim. So it's at the corner of the rabonin. Kamri Lane, still the rabbonin, the talmidim, told back to the Rebbe that the reason why you don't have to bring the fruits to Yerushalayim is because Kfar Nivnu Alecha Chavrecha V'tiru, since Rebbe Yechon Metzaki was Matarit. So that's the right that even on a takon of the Rabbonin, when the Rabbonin make a takon of Beminyin, even though the reason here, the Churban Abayis, took place, and now he has no reason to make Yerushalayim look nice, but since the Rabbonin first made a takon of, that anybody living one day away from Yerushalayim has to take the fruits up to Yerushalayim, that takana would still apply, if not for the fact that Rabbi Yechonah Metzakai in his bezdin was mavato the first takana. So that's the cloud that kol dover shebeminyan is sarach minyan achal hatiroi. So Melo, that's why he says the egg is still also now. an egg that's born today on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it's still Osir even on the second day. Fred Gemara Vachitem, and maybe you'll tell me, Beitza Nami Imnu Allah, Rabbi Yechon and Metzakai, Beshayua, maybe Rabbi Yechon and Metzakai, just like he was Mavato the first Takona of not accepting the Eidim after Mincha, Rabbi Yechon and Metzakai said no, after the Churban Abayis, now making a new Takona, we are allowed to accept the Eidim when they come on the 30th day of Elul. Even if they come after Mincha and say, today we saw the Levona, and today is Rosh Hashanah, his takana was, now we are Mekabel the Eidim. And today alone is Rosh Hashanah. But maybe, who are then, he was also made a takana to say, the egg is mutter. Like the whole question, Rabbi Yosef said, that since an egg was also Metchila Asad Zera, also takana, it still remains also. For the Gemara, why? Maybe Rabbi Yochanan Metzakeh, he was also matter, this takana of a Beitza. Just like he said, you're allowed to be Mekabel the Eidim after Mincha, maybe you also said an egg that's born the first day, Rosh Hashanah, you should know now it's only a Sveik of the Yom the second day, and you are allowed to eat the second day. So Gemara says, no, Ki Imnu Eidus. When did Rabbi Yochanan Metzakeh say his new takana, only was Negeh to saying Eidus? He said that we could be Mekabel the Eidim the whole day. About Beitza lo Yimnu. But under that takana, that an egg that's born the first day of Rosh Hashanah, that we said at the beginning, you're not allowed to eat it the second day, that takana did not go against. He did not stop it. So therefore, that's what Yosef signed on, that his man is there now. Since in Chutz Laaretz we do have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, so therefore, Lamaisa, the second day is still called Machmas of Hadai, and the egg that's born the first day is still also on the second day. Omalai Abaya, Abaya has to cash it back to Rabbi Yosef. No, like, what are you saying? Otu Beitza Beminya Mihevei. Was there any new takon about an egg? When did the Rabbanon ever make a takon that an egg that's born the first day of Rosh Hashanah, you can't eat it the second day? There was no new takon about the egg, but rather, Beitza be'edus talya milsa. The halach of the egg is only totally what's the halach about the edim. That's what's totally in. It's totally if Bezdin makes sometimes 2 days Rosh Hashanah, machmas vaday, then the halach would be the egg is also the second day. Or like Rabbi Yochanan Metzakeh said, no, now there's never 2 days Machmas Vaday, and Yerushalayim, when Bez is Mekabel the Eidim, as soon as the Eidim come, that day is Rosh Hashanah. And they know about it. When do we keep 2 days? Only further away from Yerushalayim, where they have a Sveik of the Yom, it's only Machmas Sofik. So we're saying, Beitza B'Eidus tell you, Milsa, Beitza is only totally what the Loch of Eidus are. Is the Seredus at the first Takana when Bezdin was not Mekabel the Eidim, after Mincha, therefore sometimes Bezdin made 2 days Rosh Hashanah, Issa Sabeitza. Memela, Rosh Hashanah is called like 2 days Vadai, therefore the egg that's born the first day, you're not allowed to eat the second day. Ishtari Eidus, Mashen came later on, when Rabbi Yochanan Metzakeh said, after the Churban Abayis, now we will accept the Eidim, even after Mincha, so now in Yerushalayim, there's only 1 day Rosh Hashanah. In such a case, when we keep 2 days of Chutz Laaretz, it's only Machmas Sveik of the Yoma, because we don't know which day is the real day of Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, the Locha should be Ishtariya Beitza. Therefore, Locha, the Beitza should be Yosef. So that's his Taina, that's Abaya's Taina back to Rav Yosef. There is never a Takon and Matil to say the egg should be Yosef. Ravada, Rav Shalman, Tavayu, Mivei Kaluchis, they both came from the place Mivei Kaluchis. Armor, they both said like this. Know that after me, Takonah Rabbi Yochanan Metzakeh Bielich, even after Rabbi Yochanan Metzakeh made a Takonah, that now after the Churban Abayis, no matter when the Eidim come to Bezdin, on the 30th day of Elul, Bezdin is Mekadesh Techoedish and becomes Rosh Hashanah. So really there's only 1 day Rosh Hashanah in Yerushalayim. And if we keep it outside Yerushalayim, it's only Machmas Sveika. Still they said, Beitza Asura. You should know an egg is also the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Like in Chutz Laaretz, that we keep now 2 days Rosh Hashanah, the second day has a locha like a vadai, that you can't eat the egg that was born the first day. Now the question is, my timer, why not? Like the Khuri after the Kodesh of Yechon and Mitzakai, it's only Machmas a Sofik. We're in doubt which day is Rosh Hashanah. That's why we keep 2 days. So therefore, the egg that's born the first day, on the second day, should be Mutter. Like either the first day was Yom Tif, and now it's Chol, or else the first day was Chol, and now it's Yom Tif, so Manashach should be Mutter. So Mar says, you know why the egg is also? I'll tell you a new svara. Because there's a gzera that Mehera Yivna Beis Hamikdash. We have to be afraid that Mr. Shem will soon have back the third Beis Hamikdash. The Yomru and people will say, Ishtakad, last year, Milo Yochalnu Beitza, Beyontu Sheini. Last year, didn't we eat the egg on the second day of Rosh Hashanah? So they're going to say, Hashtanami, this year now, when we have the third Beis Hamikdash with the Mashiach, with Moshe Rabbeinu, the third Beis Hamikdash, people will say, Hashtanami Nechel. People say also today, we could eat the egg on the second day. In other words, it's going to be the same halacha. Because man, they're going to have the Beis Hamikdash again. So the people living far away from Yerushalayim, they're not going to know which day was the Kiddush HaKodesh. They're going to have to keep 2 days. Now, when we have the Beis Hamikdash, then we have the takonu again of Adam, that you can't accept the Eidim min HaMincha L'mala. If the Eidim come after Mincha, you can't accept them anymore. Because they already bought the carbon Shoben Abayim, and they sang the wrong shir. So Bezin doesn't want to take away the shir of Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, the first takonu was, Bezin makes 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So when the Mitzvah Shem, we will have the third Beis Hamikdash, there'll also be such a takonah then. That if the Eidim will come in Amincha L'mala to say they saw the Levana, Bezdin won't make today Rosh Hashanah, but they'll make tomorrow Rosh Hashanah. So it's going to come out then that there's going to be 2 days Rosh Hashanah, Machmas Vaday. And in such a case, in Chutz Laretz, when they keep 2 days, it's also the Teres of Vaday, it's like one long day. So then the Lach is going to be that the egg that's born the first day, when it comes the second day, it's Taker Osir. So therefore, it's at the corner to say, even Bezman is there now, that really today, when we keep 2 days, it's only Machmas Sofik. And really, the locha should be, the egg should be mutter on the second day, but we'll make it a corner even today. The egg is also the second day, after when the Mitzvah Shem, when the Shiach will come, we'll have the third Beis Hamikdash, they shouldn't come to make the mistake. So that's why even today now, the egg is also the second day. For the Mori Hochi, if you're afraid of this, you'll be the most before. But they won't know. Last year, it was only Machmas Sveika. It was like two different Kedushas. But this year, that we have the Beis Hamikdash, and sometimes the Eidim come after Mincha, that Bezdin makes 2 days Vada Yom Tiv, Kedush Achasi, it's called like one long day. So therefore, we don't let you eat the egg the first, even now. If that's true, that we're afraid for this gezerah, Eidus nami learn the Kabbal. I believe the same halacha should apply to Eidus. How do you say the Bezman is there now? If Eidim come after Mincha, we do accept the Eidus. Well, why not? Why? We should say not to be Mekabalit. My time away, but you should be afraid. Soon, right away, we'll have the third Beis Hamikdash. And then, we won't be allowed to accept the Eidim after Mincha. Because then, when they said Mincha, when they brought the Korban Shoben Abayim, the Tamid, they already said the wrong Shir, so Beis Din won't make today Rosh Hashanah anymore. But for Yomu, they'll still say, Ishtakad, last year, Milay Kabalnu Eidus HaChodesh Kol HaYom Kulay. Last year, when we didn't have the Beis Hamikdash, wasn't it then that we accepted the Eidim after Mincha L'mala? So they'll come to make a mistake and say, Hashtanam in the Kabbal. This year now, even though we have the Beis Hamikdash, still let's be Mekabal the Eidim after Mincha. So why don't we make a gzera that now, Bezman HaChurbin, like not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, we should say right now, Bezdin should not be Mekabal these Eidim min HaMincha L'mala. So Gemara says, no, there's no question. Hocha Hashta, what's the Sushta? What does one have to do with the other? Hosa made this Mesurah LeBezdin by the Loch of Bezdin to the Mekabal the Eidim. That's a Loch in Bezdin. Bezdin knows clearly what the Loch is. So Bezdin knows that today, this year, we don't have the Beis Hamikdash. We can accept the Eidim even after Mincha. Mashenki, next year, Mr. Shimon, we'll have the Beis Hamikdash. Bezdin will know not to accept the Eidim. So Bezdin knows what to do. Of the Beit, so this Halacha, Beit that's born the first day, can eat it the second day or not, is Lakol Mesurah. It's given over to everybody. So therefore, we're afraid that maybe people will make a mistake next year. Therefore, the Rabbanan made at the corner that even this year also, you're not allowed to eat the egg the second day. Rava says, Af mitzkonos v'yechidu metzakeh v'yelach beitz asura. He also says a svar now, that even after v'yechidu metzakeh made at the corner, that after the churban abayis, we do accept the egg in the whole day, so there's only one day Rosh Hashanah in Yerushalayim, still the egg is asur. Why? Isn't he moida? That let's say Eidim do come after Mincha. In other words, today was the 30th day of Elul. And we're waiting for the Eidim to come to say if they saw the Levana or not. So the whole day passed by, they didn't come. They first come after Mincha. So isn't Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai moida that Shenoigin Oyster Yom Kodesh, that Avada that day, true Mekabal the Eidim, we're Noig Kedusha that day. Abu Lamacha Kodesh, that the Rabbanim should make a tikkun in such a case, we should also keep the second day Yom Tov. In other words, since you didn't really have a full Rosh Hashanah, the Eidim first came Mamash all the way at the end of the day. So So it's a swear to say, the Rabbanim should have made it still to keep the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Rashi says, Miloy Moida. Afagav, list Rashi. Afagav, the tikkun the Kabbalah, the Sachoidish Kolayayim, Lios Moinim, Lemoyadis. Menarisha, and true. If Eidim come late in the afternoon, we make today Rosh Hashanah. And that's the first day of the year. Viafilu bo Eidim, Leacha Mincha, Avu Melasis, Yamtiv, Sheini, Le Nekra. But they did not take away that first takona to keep the second day also. Is takona Rishonim Mkaina? The first takona is still here. So, Mela, in such a case, we still keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah, even in Yerushalayim. So therefore it's called Machmas Vadai. Therefore the locher is, even the chutzlarts now, a beitza that's born the first day is lost to the second day. So Melo Meister comes out very good, according to his last shot here, that now, Bezman is there are cases in Yerushalayim when there will also be 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Because in the case that the Eidim come after Mincha, even though Bezdin accepts the Eidim today, and today is Rosh Hashanah, Midrabbanan though you still keep a second day Rosh Hashanah. So Machmas is last svara. It's good why Bezman is there, and Eretz Yisrael they also keep 2 days. Even though the Rishonim here talk about it, there are some Rishonim the Rif I think want to say it's Bezman is there. You should only keep 1 day Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael. But the other Rishonim the Lachar is not like that. That in Eretz Yisrael also they keep now 2 days Rosh Hashanah. And like this last Gemara is very good because there could be sometimes even in Eretz Yisrael that there could be 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, after Sveika, there are Takana, there are Bonin said always there should always be 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Well, right.